Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking yet again about an Apple product simply because we are getting way too many of these for review. They are pretty important and this one is fairly affordable. It's an Apple product under 10,000 rupees and that itself is news enough for us to talk about it. So, this product is the HomePod Mini, which is a smart speaker powered by Apple's voice assistant, that is Siri. And it has some things going for it, such as, things we'll reveal later. If I reveal it right now, maybe you guys won't be interested in listening to the podcast. But it has a lot of things going for it, and it has a lot of things going against it as well. This is the most polarizing Apple product that I have personally come across. Now, to talk about this product, we have our in-house audio and TV expert, Ali Pardiwala, here with us. Hi, Ali.
Namaskar.
Namaskar, Ali. So this is a good routine to have. I feel very confident that this podcast will go smoothly now. Without this, you know, there's no guarantee of things going right.
So indeed, it's become... We must always start with a namaskar.
Yes, true that. Okay, so let me introduce the HomePod Mini real quick. So 9,900 rupees for a smart speaker powered by Siri in India. Now, this has a lot of things that I want to say against this product. As a person who owns and loves the original HomePod. So everyone who asks me about whether they should buy a HomePod or not, I start with the list of reasons why they should not buy the HomePod. But on this episode, I will not be doing that, Ali. I'll be letting you talk about who this product is for first before I start my rant. Because for every good thing that I say about the HomePod, like even I, as somebody who has many Apple gadgets in the house, can find five other reasons not to buy this one. So anyway, Ali, why don't you tell us who this is for?
So yeah, like you said, there are pros, there are also cons when it comes to the Apple HomePod Mini. But in general, it largely where those pros and cons weigh will largely depend on who you are and what other kind of products you use. So I would say that the HomePod Mini is a good product if you own a lot of Apple products, if you own a lot of other Apple products, I should say. Which is to say, maybe you have a MacBook computer, maybe you've got an iPad, you have an iPhone as your primary smartphone. In all of those cases, yes, the Apple HomePod Mini is going to come in particularly handy for you. It's 9,900 rupees. It's probably the only Apple product you can, the only complete full-fledged Apple product you can buy that doesn't have a five-figure price. So, in that sense, yes, this is something that does make sense. It's not a lot of money that you're putting down, assuming you're already on the Apple ecosystem. And by being on the Apple ecosystem, I mean you have the iOS product, you hopefully have a Mac OS product as well, and you preferably have a subscription to Apple Music.
Yeah, and preferably you have an Apple TV as well, which is where this HomePod can really, really shine, because if you have two of these and they become a stereo pair right next to your Apple TV, then that can significantly enhance the experience that you have otherwise. So that's another product that we cannot ignore here. But again, like you said, Ali, you need to have these products in the house to be able to think of getting a HomePod. You can't really think of this as an independent smart speaker that you will just set up without, you know, the assistance of any of these Apple devices, right?
You need an iOS device to set it up to start with. So, I mean, if you don't have any iOS devices, don't even bother picking this one up, because that's a basic requirement. You need an iOS device. I used my iPad mini. You can use an iPhone as well. You can use any iPad since they all run iOS. But you need that. You need the home app installed on your iOS device to be able to set this up.
Yeah. So this is where I think I'll tell everyone why I think that, you know, people should really think a lot before they buy the HomePod. Now, the first thing is, when I bought this device, I just bought it because, well, I'll confess, we have this annual Diwali bonus that we get at NDTV. So we get it around like October or November. So I think that year we got it and I was really happy and I was looking for something to spend that money on. It was really like my bank account had become really heavy and it was collapsing. And the bank had called me saying the servers are crashing because of all that amazing money that I had. So then I decided, okay, fine, let's, you know, use this as an excuse to make some purchase. And at that time, my friend was also luckily in the US. And at that time, like, he was able to tell me that, okay, in one of the stores over here, they're giving some $100 off. So I just told him, listen, just buy it. I'll figure out what to do with it later. So once it came to my place, I set it up. and I was happy with the sound. Okay, and then I was thinking, okay, this is the white HomePod, and this will get a little dirty. It's very dusty here, so I might as well cover it, okay? And after that, what happened was, I put a pillow cover on top of this HomePod, and for the next 5 or 6 days, I genuinely thought there was some ghost in the house who was automatically playing that HomePod, because sound would start playing at random hours at night. Once at 3 a.m. at 100% volume, it started playing some song, and later when I tried to pair it, it wouldn't pair at all. I had to reset the device and pair it, and that's when I realized that this touch panel on top, if you put a heavy cloth on top of it, it gets triggered and it automatically resets the device, or it starts playing songs at random hours. So it took me a good week and a half to figure it out. So that was the experience number one that I had with this product. But having said that, after that, I started putting it to good use, and I really, really love it. The sound quality of the big HomePod is amazing. But what about the smaller HomePod? Is the HomePod Mini also as good in terms of sound?
It's as good, I would say, in terms of sound. It sounds really, really good. But then at the same time, you remember that this is a much smaller speaker than the full-size HomePod. And the difference here is in the volume. It's simply not as loud as the larger HomePod. You could potentially use that larger HomePod for, you know, a much bigger room and have your parties or whatever, and the sound will be big and full and loud enough for listening across a large room, or for listening during a party where you have a bunch of people in your house at that point. I mean, like, I know it's silly to talk about parties in the age of COVID, but I'm just talking theoretically here. But just generally, that is a bigger sound. This is a smaller sound. This is more of a personal speaker. It's a kind of thing that you have on your work desk to listen to music while you're kind of working. Or, you know, you have it plugged in at your bedside and you just want to listen to a little bit of music before you go to sleep. This is that kind of thing. You need to be within a certain radius of the speaker for it to really make sense. If you move too far away, the sound isn't quite as full and loud anymore.
Yeah, true that. I would say this though about the HomePod Mini, having seen your review video and photos of it, it's really nice and compact, so I wouldn't mind keeping it on my desk. The bigger HomePod is currently on my desk right now where I'm sitting, but I will say this, like, it is a bit too big, it is a bit distracting, it's not as unobtrusive as I would like it to be. And if I were to keep this on a TV unit or something, it would definitely grab eyeballs, something I don't really like. On the TV unit, I want things that don't take my attention away from the screen, and the bigger HomePod definitely does that, but the smaller one, not so much. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it looks really good. Its small size is convenient. It doesn't occupy too much space on the table itself. I mean, like, it's round, it's kind of wide, but the actual surface space that it occupies is really, really tiny. So you could even potentially put it at the corner of your table, you know, somewhere at the back. It's not getting in anybody's way in that sense. And it looks good. It's it's just small, compact, and really, really convenient in size.
Yeah, true that. So those are some of the advantages over there as well. Now, I think I should mention that with the HomePod, like, I have a couple of problems. I'm pretty sure they also apply to the HomePod Mini. Number one is that you can only connect to this via AirPlay. So any device that does not support AirPlay, which is a standard that Apple has designed, I don't think you can really use it with the HomePod. So for example, if you're thinking that you have Bluetooth and, you know, you want to connect your, I don't know, PlayStation, Xbox, or say any other device that supports Bluetooth audio, you can't do that here. If you're thinking that, okay, you have an aux cable and just an aux input would allow you to use the HomePod, again, that's not going to happen. This is an AirPlay exclusive thing. Or if, for example, you don't have any, like your Apple devices, you don't want to play the audio on them via any app through the HomePod, you can just ask the HomePod directly via that Siri command to start playing stuff from Apple Music and a couple of other services, I think. So that itself can be a huge limiting factor for a lot of people. Like, if your house is, you know, it looks like an Apple commercial or something, basically, if it's an Apple store, sure, then it makes sense. But for most people, I still think that, you know, the decision to get a HomePod or not will be defined by the devices they have in the house, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So like you said, there's no Bluetooth audio connectivity. I mean, like, if you head on over to the spec page, you will see Bluetooth 5 listed for the app, for the Apple HomePod Mini. But that does not mean you can actually connect to Bluetooth and listen to music the way you would with any typical wireless speaker. In this particular case, that Bluetooth connectivity is only really used during setup and to communicate on some level with other phones and devices that you have around, such as your iOS devices or whatever. It's not really working for music. Like you said, for music, it needs to be within Apple's ecosystem. So if you want to directly stream music using Siri, then yes, Apple Music is your primary source. You can use a couple of other sources such as iTunes Music and even Apple Music Radio and all of that stuff, which Apple Music Radio is free. So even if you don't have an Apple Music subscription, at least you can play some music on Siri straight away, although you don't really have control over what you're playing. It's just whatever the radio station decides to play at that point. But but yes, AirPlay for connectivity with other devices. So you have iOS devices, you can use AirPlay to connect. AirPlay works even with a Mac device and a lot of other. There are some Sony and LG televisions that now support AirPlay, so you can actually use those as well. But AirPlay is the only way you can connect to the HomePod Mini from an external device. And if you're using the HomePod Mini directly without the need for an external device, then there's Siri to play through Apple Music or one of the other link sources.
Yeah, true that. So one of the reasons why I have not got a second HomePod for a stereo pair, well, first, obviously, is financial. I can't justify spending another 20,000 rupees on you know, a second version of this, which I don't really need right now. But the other reason is that I really worry about what the long-term support cycle is going to look like for this. Now, usually Apple has been fantastic with software support, etc. But, you know, in this case, there is no legacy connector that's supported. I'm not saying that Apple should have added that, but we really need to start thinking of these smart speakers, at least the HomePods, as products that will be in your house for a really long time. Now, people who buy TVs, they look at their product as maybe once in 10 years type of an upgrade. They needed a smart TV, they bought it now, they'll be looking at not upgrading the TV for the next 7, 8, 10 years at least. I think of the HomePod as a similar product. So will AirPlay as a standard still be supported? Will the original HomePod that was launched in 2017 or 18, I think, will that product still be supported by all the new iOS devices that come into the house? That is a question that I'm not sure I have the answer to. And it's something you need to think about, you know, in terms of when you purchase this product. So that is one thing I definitely worry about. How about you?
I think I wouldn't be as worried as you about the whole software support and the continued support for AirPlay, because Apple tends to be pretty reliable in that department. I mean, you're looking at devices that are 5 or 6, 5 and 6 years old that are still getting software updates. So I have a feeling that even there will remain some level of connectivity, maybe not for the 10-year time span that you were talking about. But I would say for a period of 4 to 5 years, you have nothing to worry about if you pick up either the HomePod or the HomePod Mini right now. These devices are going to work pretty well for at least that much time, get software updates. In fact, I got the iOS 14.3 update for the HomePod Mini just recently. So these kind of things do keep rolling out and improvements do keep coming. And it's not really something I would worry about, at least over a time period of 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, true that. So extreme long term, again, no one can really predict. But short term, I don't think there should be a problem. However, I still feel that here, you know, having some kind of a connector that you know is not going to go away at all, like in the near future, maybe in the next 8-10 years, that would have been really nice to have. However, let's move on to the stereo pair topic finally. I think I mentioned it like 4 times by now. So Ali, do you think that it makes sense to get a second HomePod in a stereo pair, or is that still a luxury thing that only those who are most like enthusiastic and dedicated about Apple, they should buy?
So I think it's worth it in one particular scenario. Let's say somebody like you who had a 20,000 rupee budget for a smart speaker and you picked up the larger HomePod. Now, the alternative to picking up the larger HomePod is to pick up 2 small HomePod Minis, which will come to roughly the same price and will give you the benefit of stereo sound rather than it coming from just that single large HomePod. In terms of volume, you get a slight boost because now there's 2 speakers that are firing instead of just one. And the stereo pair makes a huge difference to the way the sound is kind of pushed towards you. I mean, assuming you position it right, like in say you're using it with an Apple TV, like you had mentioned a little bit earlier, or say I have two HomePods kind of set up right behind my work, my laptop at my work desk, that kind of directs the sound in that perfect stereo fashion, which makes the sound so much better than if it was simply coming from that one speaker. So it may not be as objectively loud as a large HomePod, but I feel that it sounds a little bit better simply because of that proper stereo effect and the ability to space out your two drivers over a larger area and create that better soundstage. So in that sense, it does make sense.
Yeah, true that. So I think two HomePod minis in a stereo pair makes a lot of financial sense also, because I think most people would want to spend something between 5,000 and 20,000 on their audio setups, and like a sub 20,000 budget for two HomePod minis, I don't think is outrageous. I think the pricing is fair for what you get. And you can also think of other ideas, right? If you have like, maybe if you want to be really posh about, you know, things in your house, you can think of setups such as a multi-room audio setup. So for example, you put one HomePod in one room and you put it in a like pair with another HomePod, which is in another room, and both are playing the same song. So if you're sitting in the living room and working, and then you come to the bedroom just to like chill for a bit, you hear the same like peaceful music floating throughout the house. So things like this are possible if you pair the two, right?
That's right. Apart from stereo pairing, that is the multi-room setup is the next option for you to use multiple speakers for. But then again, you're talking about having different speakers in different rooms. Hmm. So you're still thinking of your budget of 10,000 per speaker at that point. So it largely depends. But at the end of the day, if you say you have a budget of 10,000 rupees, just that one speaker will do a perfectly good job as well. Hmm. And assuming you put it in your personal listening space, which would be your work desk or at your bedside or something like that.
Yeah, true that. And since you've like tested the benefit of that stereo pair, I think you encountered some bugs also with it, right?
I did, yeah. So that's the stereo pairing. Immediately after you do connect it, and maybe for a couple of days afterwards, everything works fine. But then I noticed that over time, I would start seeing these issues where I would start playing music. Like say I was using AirPlay from my MacBook, and I would start playing music on the computer, and the sound would only go to one of those speakers and then eventually catch up with the other speaker, and then the other speaker would keep dropping off. So there were times when the stereo pairing didn't work perfectly. Another major bug that I noticed, which was specifically with the MacBook, is that even on Big Sur, even on the latest version of macOS, it does not recognize the stereo pair. It recognizes the two HomePods as two separate speakers. So I could only send sound to one of them for system audio. If I used Apple Music, then or even Apple TV from the MacBook, then I'm essentially telling it what to play and it's fetching it directly, and then suddenly it's able to use the stereo pair and recognize it as a stereo pair. But if I'm trying to send system audio, it was only able to send to one speaker at a time. So there are still some bugs with the whole system, and it doesn't work perfectly, the whole stereo pairing thing. But assuming you have a fast enough internet package and you are willing to once in a while reboot the speakers or even reboot your router, then you know what, maybe you can work around these bugs. But at the same time, bugs should not exist on a product like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even a, like, see, bugs will be there in every product. I should say that as a, you know, disclaimer right at the beginning. No product is completely bug-free, but this is basically something that breaks the experience, right? So you are like somebody who spent extra money just to be there, get the best possible audio experience, and you should not be encountering something like this, which in the world of games, it would be called a game-breaking bug if something like this is happening. So I would maybe classify this under that. It really should not be there. I agree with you on that. And also, if there is a bug, I have like had many issues with the HomePod, many such issues, like sometimes connectivity issues, sometimes it won't play certain music. The thing is, there is no troubleshooting interface. The HomePod does not have a display. There is no way for you to know what exactly the problem is. It's a guessing game. So first you will try to reboot the HomePod. If it still doesn't work, you'll try to reboot the router. If that doesn't work, you'll try to reboot your source device. For example, if you are using your phone or MacBook or something, you'll try that. And ultimately, you end up with only one option left. That is sign in and sign out of all of these services maybe. And I guess the nuclear option at the end is just reset your HomePod and try setting it up again. So I've gone through the cycle way too many times, and I find it very annoying that, you know, when you do encounter bugs, there is no easy way to fix them. And it is not very intuitive at all. So for most people, that's not an experience that you want to show. So I really wish those things are taken care of and there's more polish in this experience. And since this is going to be an additional device for most people in their house, the thing that you described, that, you know, system audio is not going to the stereo pair properly, things like this should be tested much earlier and should be ironed out. It really looks to me like a lot of people have done a lot of testing on this device with the iOS devices as their primary source, maybe like an iPhone, an iPad, and, you know, using the HomePod individually. But if such a bug exists, like a sound system audio is not going to those HomePods in a stereo pair, that probably means that it could have just been missed. And, you know, it's really like hard to imagine any other explanation beyond that. So that's one thing that I wish was much better. And in general, though, I've heard of some complaints. Like, a few friends have bought HomePods and HomePod Minis, and they've been telling me sometimes it just will stop playing audio only from Apple Music, but via AirPlay, everything is working fine. And there's nothing to diagnose there. You just have to try everything, all the reboot cycles and reset cycles that I mentioned, and then see if it works. And otherwise, there's nothing much to do. So these are some annoyances you will encounter eventually if you buy a HomePod. So be wary of that for sure. Like, even though I want to recommend this product for its amazing sound quality, which is genuinely really good, I think, you know, we both should probably be thinking about these annoyances. Do you think, like, it's I'm just complaining too much, or, like, you know, it's actually a problem for this product?
No, definitely. I don't think you're complaining too much. I think it's you do need to keep some of these annoyances in mind, and these annoyances can get quite painful. I mean, like you mentioned, going through all of those steps, and I had to reboot the stereo pair at least on a couple of occasions to kind of get things working. But in general, yes, the sound quality is good. Yes, the experience has been very good if I'm using just one HomePod Mini, which doesn't have to deal with the whole stereo pair thing. It's worked pretty well. So I suppose if you want to keep things as simple and as hassle-free as possible, just get yourself that one HomePod Mini and the stereo pair. Maybe, you know, you wait a while until Apple has been able to iron out some of these kinks before you get to picking up that second HomePod Mini. But for the time being, I think the experience with a single HomePod Mini is fairly on point. It's not as hassly as it was with the stereo pair. So at least they've got that bit right. At least they've got the concept of one speaker running, or, you know, even a multi-room setup. Those kind of things are working pretty well for now.
Fair. Okay. So now, like, let's maybe talk about Siri, because that's a fairly important part of the HomePod experience. Now here, one thing I'll say is that HomePod and the HomePod Mini have always on microphones. So if you get this kind of a device in your house, no matter how committed to privacy Apple is, you still have to weigh in the risk of, like, giving away a bit more of your privacy than you already are via your smartphone. So there's going to be an always on listening device in your house. So you really should, like, you know, think about that factor. Now, you can disable this microphone via software by simply saying that there's an option that allows you to, like, stop the HomePod from listening to that Hey Siri command. So that's one thing that you can definitely do. However, the better solution would be to have, like, a hardware switch to disable the microphone on both these devices. I would have really liked to see that. What about you?
So, yeah, sure. I mean, like, a lot of other smart speakers, like, let's say we're talking about the Google Nest Audio or even one of the Amazon Echo devices, all of these do tend to come with hardware switches that disable the mic. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a switch that is controlling software. It's not like you're physically blocking the mic or something like that. So you're still putting a little bit of trust in the system and the software itself. So in that sense, I would say not to worry too much. I mean, if you're disabling the Hey Siri command from the home app on your iOS device, it'll work. I mean, you are definitely turning off its ability to listen. But at the end of the day, yes, if privacy is an issue, you should not be using the voice assistants. The mics are always on. They're always waiting for you to say that command, and they're always listening. I mean, I know I have that problem with the Google Nest Audio that I have at home, where I don't even say the wake word and all of a sudden it lights up because it thinks it heard the wake word. So, I mean, that tends to happen quite often. And at that point, it's listening and you have no idea what it's really listening to, even when its lights are not coming on. All the things you're saying, and then all of a sudden you see these particularly strikingly relevant ads on your Instagram or on your Google, like literally 5 minutes later. So that kind of stuff does tend to happen. It's less so with an Apple product because Apple's not really an advertising company. I mean, at the end of the day, their goal is to sell you hardware. So even if they're listening, even if they're collecting data, it's just to kind of enhance the hardware experience at the end of the day. They're not really trying to advertise to you.
Yeah, and also you get options to disable that sharing audio recordings with Apple and all. I think it's an opt-in process rather than an opt-out process from what I know. So that's not so much of a concern. But still, I mean, ultimately, like, this is a decision that people have to take when they get these products in the house. And it's better to, like, be aware and know what you're getting into before you get the product. But once you get it in, how is the Siri experience for you? I have a lot of things to say here, but I think I'll let you talk about yours first.
So, yeah, sure. So Siri is not as good as Google Assistant or Alexa, in my opinion. It's out of the three top voice assistants, it's clearly number three. I'm not even going to mince words over here.
Well, at least it got the bronze medal.
Yes, it got the bronze medal in a series of three competitors. But that doesn't mean it's bad. I mean, Siri is still good. It's a lot better than it used to be. I remember using Siri actively on a review iPhone that I had maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And it's not as bad as it used to be. I mean, like, I find it understanding the Indian accent a little bit better now. It is able to give you some contextual information. Like, if you ask it simple questions, sure, it'll answer them. It will be able to function within the Apple ecosystem also pretty well. So, say I tell it to play a song on Apple Music, it usually gets it right. I don't really have trouble with that. But I find Google Assistant a lot more capable in terms of being able to fetch information or in terms of even being able to control IoT devices that I have around my house, which is a big shortcoming for Siri and in general the Apple HomeKit and all of those things. Not a lot of the IoT devices that are available in India do support this. These tend to support Alexa and Google Assistant much more heavily rather than supporting. So, for example, I have four smart bulbs in my house, and I have one smart air purifier and one smart robot vacuum cleaner. The Apple HomeKit ecosystem supports only one of those smart bulbs, while the rest of it is all controllable from Google Assistant, either on my phone or on the Google Nest Audio. So that is a big shortcoming in terms of Siri and Apple HomeKit's capabilities. At the end of the day, this device is essentially very good at fetching the music you ask it to fetch, or even doing simple tasks like, you know, setting a timer or an alarm. Yeah, sure, Siri will handle it fine. But it doesn't really go much beyond that. It's not quite as capable a voice assistant as the competition.
Yeah, true that. So I will give you one example to illustrate this lack of capability. I recently asked this HomePod to just, I think, disable an alarm or something. So it said that you need to enable personal requests, which is basically a permission that you give to the HomePod and HomePod Mini to be able to read your messages, calendar entries, and other things like that. So I have disabled it. So it said you need to enable that to be able to disable alarms. Then I said, please stop the alarm. And then it was able to stop the alarm. Now, this is like the most ridiculous thing, right? It's just a nuance thing, like disable and stop. What difference is there when you think about it? But it only reacts to one of these commands. I have no idea why. When it works well. And that's, again, this is another reason why I can't recommend this product wholeheartedly to everybody. If you get it, you have to know that, okay, there'll be times when you're going to absolutely hate this device, but then it starts playing the songs and then you hear the sound quality and then you feel peaceful again. How about your experience, Ali?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, some of these things that you mentioned are true, even in my case. But then at the same time, because I've got a house full of smart speakers, I just kind of tell one of the other ones to do what I needed to do. I don't use the HomePod Mini for as many things. Like I said, it's at my work desk and I largely only use it to listen to music. So in my case, sure, it kind of works out for me because I'm not telling it to do too much. But I would have liked it to have a little more IoT capabilities. I would have definitely liked it to have a little bit, like you said, that accuracy when it comes to setting alarms or timers or things like that. It does kind of fail. But then at the same time, I have kind of learned how to talk to all of these voice assistants. I mean, like, I call it experience if you must. But at the end of the day, I've figured out exactly what I'm supposed to say to which speaker to get it to do what I wanted to do. So I have a lower fail rate when it comes to giving all of these, to giving voice commands, simply because I've used all of these for so long. But yeah, I would say that the HomePod Mini and Siri are simply, I mean, like, just let's just put it in one straightaway sentence, they're just not as capable, and Apple has a long way to go before Siri can catch up with the competition.
Yeah, true that. So why not, like, putting this at some crazy price, like 15,000 rupees or so? There's always now that hope that, you know, in one of these sales you'll be able to get a HomePod Mini at like 7,000-8,000 rupees or so, and like, a you know, a small discount also on this one would make it like immense value for money. But like you said, at its current price, if you tick all those boxes that are needed to buy this product, then it's not a bad product at all. I think it'll fit the bill for some people, but you really have to be in that, you know, very tiny niche to be able to buy this speaker. So I think that's it for this episode of Orbital. We'll be back with one more episode next week. In the meantime, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. You can also send us your questions, comments, and feedback at podcast@gadgets360.com. And finally, if you're listening to this podcast on any podcast app, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or whichever other app you have, please rate the show, review it, and subscribe to it. These things, they help us a lot. Thank you so much for listening.